From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. Suddenly, immigration is the talk of Capitol Hill. Lawmakers from both parties are reacting to the news that a bipartisan group of senators has reached a compromise on a comprehensive immigration bill. The measure would give legal status to some 12 million undocumented immigrants already in the United States. And critics charge that's amnesty. The guest worker program in the bill has some senators hoping to change the measure when it comes up for debate next week. NPR's Brian Naylor has the details.
The immigration bill took several months of closed-door negotiations to shape, and the measure is likely to undergo substantial revision in the coming months if it's to win approval in the House and Senate. While a comprehensive immigration bill was approved by the Senate last year, it never even came up for a vote in the more conservative House. And while Democrats now control each chamber, the measure still faces an uphill road in the House. Republicans like Steve King of Iowa are no more likely to support the bill now than before. King says to do so would be political suicide for Republicans.
If it comes over here to the House, and let's just presume there are 20 Republicans that will vote for it, that will be enough that they claim it's a bipartisan bill. President Bush is poised to sign whatever comes to his desk. The Republicans will get the blame. Democrats will get cheap votes. Business will get cheap labor.
House Democratic leaders say they want assurances from the White House that the immigration measure will have the support of 60 or 70 House Republicans. Those GOP votes will be needed to offset Democratic opponents of the bill. Some liberal Democrats don't like it because, as currently written, the bill would limit many immigrants from bringing in family members. Conservative Democrats may oppose the bill because of concerns over the so-called amnesty provisions, which would give legal status to those immigrants now in the country illegally. California Democrat Zoe Lofgren says while she's not seen many of the bill's details yet, she's encouraged and urges her colleagues on both sides of the issue to take a deep breath.
I think we'd be a lot better off if people would stop yelling and just keep cool and look at what's being proposed as it becomes available. We'll go through these issues in a very logical fashion, one by one, and hopefully we'll come up with a conclusion that will be good for the United States.
The immigration measure isn't likely to come up in the House until July. Its first test comes Monday when debate begins in the Senate. Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota says he plans to try to amend the bill because of its temporary worker provision. That would allow some 400,000 to 600,000 workers to enter the U.S. each year. Dorgan says that doesn't make any sense and is a sop to big business.
You know, the way that they're able to depress wages and bring cheap labor through the back door is to say, well, we can't find Americans for these jobs. What about paying a decent wage for these jobs, and then the jobs will be filled?
And lawmakers are already hearing from their constituents. Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa says his office has been inundated with calls from voters angered by the so-called amnesty provision in the bill. But even Grassley, who says he'll vote against the measure because of that provision, says it's likely to win overwhelming approval in the Senate. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.